Okay, so we're going to start at page 327. So, Meseches Psachim Daf Kuv Amud Aleph. So the mitzvah of, this actually is a lot of relation with women, women's obligation of Kiddush. We're going to begin with the general obligation of Kiddush. The first source says, Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho. She would say Lekadsho. Remember the day of Shabbos to sanctify it. Zochrei Al Yayin Bichnisaso. So the Gemara says you should remember it or mention it over wine when it begins. Now, the question is, so how do you fulfill a Torah obligation? What are a couple of options? How do you fulfill a Torah obligation by doing what?
Here? Specifically here?
Okay, yeah, well, based on this one passage in the Gemara, how would you fulfill? There are at least two ways you can read this, or maybe.
Positive or negative?
Oh, no, it's positive. No. There are two, so how do you fulfill the
mitzvah? Zohar or Lekadesh?
You're saying it's Zohar Lekadesh. Okay, how do you fulfill the exact, this mitzvah of Zohar Shavuot Lekadesh? How do you fulfill it? By doing what?
Wine.
By drinking, well, not just, that's all you.
Making a bracha on wine.
So my point is there are two different aspects here. There is making some kind of declaration. Zachor means to remember, but you remember through speech. So you say something, and you say it on wine. So the question is, are both doraisa? The simple reading of this Gemara would seem to indicate, Zachrei al yayin bichnisasa would seem to indicate that actually the wine is a Torah obligation. Although interesting, if you just read the pasuk, Zachar Shoma Shabbos Lekadsho, it does not seem to indicate that there is a Torah obligation to do it on wine. Right? Now, in Judaism, when we do like important things, we want to add significance to something, we do it on wine. Like there are many mitzvahs that we do when we're adding sometimes for people for Birkas Hamazon, could be the Birchas Kiddushin. You know, there are a lot of things that we make a Pinyan HaBein. There are a lot of, in Bris Mila, there are a lot of mitzvos that we do them to add significance. We do it on wine. So the question is the wine Doraisa Drabon? It seems from the Pasuk, it's not Doraisa. It seems the Gemara says Zochrei Al Yayin Bichnisaso is wine in actual Torah obligation. So this is a subject to a dispute. The Tosfo says Zochrei Al Yayin. So it's a Dischira Ksiv Al Yayin. It's written elsewhere. So how do you know wine? Like why specifically with wine? He cites other psukim, Zichro Keyein Levanon. The remembrance will be like the wine of Lebanon. That's Kiro the Dechamiyayin. We'll remember your love more than wine. So there's connection between the words Zechira and Yayin. Okay, that's interesting. I might have said what? That wine is an important beverage, and that's why we have to use wine. But the Tosis continues and says, Vahai Zechira, Hainu Kiddush. So he says, when it says Zechira, that is Kiddush. He said, Vayechulu, Lo Matzir al Kos el Bit Tfila. So he said, Vayechulu, you know, the Vayechulu Shemaim, that first paragraph. So Tosus writes why do we say Vayechulu? Because it started off in Tefillah, that we said it during the Shemot Esrei. It was never really a part of Kiddush. Kiddush is what? Kiddush is declaring that Shabbos is holy, or maybe, what, I don't know. What would you declare? What would you declare about Shabbos? What do you think? How do you fulfill that what?
Menucha.
I need my rest. So day of rest, and what else might be? Maybe. What else? What else? No. Okay.
Well, that is, like that's when Hashem rested. He created.
Okay. So you mentioned creation, right? Maybe something else. Maybe. Okay. So and it's interesting. What do you have to mention, right? In other words, you have to declare something. So that's an interesting question. In other words, what do you declare? Right, what do you declare? And then this notion of wine. So first of all, this Vayechulu, Tosa says this was not originally part of Kiddush, because the bracha of Kiddush is the, right, what do we do against, we do the paragraph Vayechulu, then we say Bar Pri Agafen, that's one bracha, then we do the whole bracha of Kiddush. There's Kiddush is the Birchos Hanenim, the bracha on wine, followed by the bracha on, the bracha which is what we call Kiddush, right? So he's saying that the Vayechulu, that was never part of Kiddush. That was first was really part of Tefillah, the Vayechulu we say in Maariv, Friday night. And he says, "Lo nitkar ala kos ela hotzi baru v'nei beso." So it seems that maybe the children and the household members who may not have daven Maariv, they missed their Vayechulu. So we added it for them Friday night. But it's not an integral part of the Kiddush. We say it, but that's initially. But then, what Tosa says is Venira, the Kiddush al yayin asmachtahi. The Kiddush on wine is only an asmachta. What is an asmachta? Asmachta means, even though there's some allusion, it seems to say, remember it, the Gemara seems to say that from Zachar Shabbos Lekadsho, you have to mention on remember it on wine, that's only rabbinic. Asmachta is a pasuk that you use to maybe help people that the rabbis connected a rabbinic law to a pasuk, but it's really the rabbanan. And when he says v'hadamar b'misha meso nashim chayos b'kiddush hayom devar Torah, and when it says that women are obligated in kiddush by day, haynu davka kiddush hayom. It says that women are only obligated in kiddush of al yayin lo havaya el midrabban. This idea of kiddush on a Torah level, that's the declaration, the speech. Again, that's consistent with our general approach that you never find, I mean, like Seder night, right, that four cups of wine, it's not something different. There's a mitzvah to drink wine to feel a sense of freedom. But Kiddush on wine, the wine part, is just like other mitzvos, like Birkas Hamazon and Bris Milah, Pinyan Bein, weddings, where you make a, where you do a ritually significant action, Havdalah also, on a kosher bracha on wine. That's all rabbinic. So that's what Tosfos say. This is just another example. So it's only rabbinic. We'll see, there might be a difference whether it's a Torah or a rabbinic obligation. The Rambam says similarly in Source 3, Mitzvah Semin HaTorah, L'Kadosh Yom HaShabbos B'Dvarim. There is a Torah obligation to sanctify Shabbos with words. Shedemar, Zochar Hashem Yom HaShabbos L'Kadosh, remember Shabbos to sanctify. Kolomo Zochreyu Zochiras Shevach V'Kiddush, remember it, a remembrance of praise and sanctification. And you need to mention it. You need to remember Shabbos upon entering and leaving. Entering, that's Kiddush. And when you leave, with Havdalah. We're not going to talk about Havdalah now. It's an interesting question. Is Havdalah Doraisa Drabbanan? Right, that's an interesting question. If you notice, what we always read so far in the Gemara was say, remember Shabbos Bichnisaso. There are different versions, a different girsals. If there's also is Havdalah Doraisa Drabbanan, not for us now. And then the Rambam says very clearly, Midivrei Sofrim L'Kadosh Al Yayin L'Havdalah Al Yayin. The Rambam says, rabbinically, so again, we just make Kiddush on wine and to make Havdalah on wine. Again, wine is just Koshel Bracha, adding chashivus, importance, ritual significance to this act. The Ran disagrees. The Ran, or seems to disagree. The Ran, another Rishon, so he says that, Im Tomar, if you want to say, V'hechi dachinun kiddush hayom doraisa mishum ner base of ner chanukos. He wants to ask the following question. So the Gemara in Shabbos says, let's say you only have enough money and you have a few options. Kiddush, Shabbos candles, or Chanukah candles. So what wins out? So what loses is Kiddush. Kiddush loses, okay? Kiddush loses. So he asks the question, why is Kiddush lose? Why would you think Kiddush would win? You have Kiddush, you have Shabbos candles and Chanukah candles. Why would you think on the surface that Kiddush would win?
Ner Shabbos has two purposes.
Wait, what's Ner Shabbos?
Ner Shabbos has got the mitzvah of Oneg and...
Oh, it's just covered in Oneg? Okay. Okay, so you say May has two, right? There could be some. Why would you think the Kiddush wins over Ner Shabbos, Ner Chanukah?
More frequent?
More frequent.
We say a lot more stuff. We remember
more stuff.
Creation. I don't
it's
know.
It's true. More basic level. More basic level. What's the nature? What kind of mitzvah is Kiddush? Mitzvah?
Doraisa,
right? And Shabbos and Chanukah, those are Drabbanan, right? So that's, right? So that's his argument. Like, why would you do, if you have enough money, shouldn't you do the Doraisa before the Drabbanan? So he says, Yesh lomar, delo dachinan lei, deha efshe l'kiddush every day. He says, we don't push it off because you can make Kiddush over bread. But the values of Shalom Bayis that Ner Shabbos represents and publicizing the miracle that Ner Chanukah represents, that's ideal. Adit Fei, that's better. Then he says, Adif Tfei Bechamra, it's better to form Kiddush in the ideal form, which is the wine, okay? So the Ran seems to say that, so basically the Ran, I mean, it's not 100% clear just from what this passage that we read, but he wants to say that, yeah, it's not clear from just what we read, but he wants to say that it seems, or it seems that he's saying that Kiddush on bread or wine is a doraisa. It's not clear actually from the passage that we read, okay? But there is this debate. If you look in the notes here, so he brings that you have Rashi, the Ravan, the Rashba, they hold that Kiddush on wine is a doraisa, and others hold that it's only drabanan. What might be a difference, whether it's doraisa or drabanan? Any thoughts? Like, what would be a practical difference, whether it's doraisa or drabanan?
If there's like a source word in the Torah.
Right, so so I'm saying that we're debating,
it could be mostly the other person.
It could be mostly the other person. We're debating whether Zachar Shom Shabbos Kacho is a mitzvah of mentioning Kiddush speech or also wine. What might be a difference if the mitzvah is deraisa? What could be maybe who's motzi who maybe? What else? What's a classic difference between deraisa and drabonats? Like in halacha, like if you're not sure whether you did something. So what's the halacha generally?
If you have to like go back and repeat it.
So what's the difference? So do you have to go back and repeat it? If you're not sure? For the rice, you do. For the rabbi, you don't. Right? So that might be one difference, right? So the Bach, if you look at source 5, so the cause of base Yosef Dafa got the Kiddush Hayob, the rice, even though Kiddush Hayob, Kiddush is the rice, Vener Chareka, Drabara, and Ner Chareka is Drabara. Came in the Ashur, the Kiddush Hayob, Pass, Akdube. So since you can make Kiddush over bread, and he says, Shemin Lener, Chareka Adif. So the oil for Ner Chareka is better. He says, "I can't lashon of lashon zekasu Iran." This is what the Ran writes. Umashma, it seems the sphere lay the kiddush deraisa who aliyad ol apas. So he says that the Beis Yosef thinks that what the Ran is saying, what he's interpreting the Ran, is that when the Ran says that making kiddush over water bread, that's both deraisa. Falona here, it's not so simple, not so clear. The kiddush deraisa eda ela bepeh. He holds that no kiddush is only with your mouth, below pas over low yain, without bread, without wine. The zachar es yom haShabbos lekadsho, zikaron devarim kamar. You read the psukim. Zachar es yom haShabbos lekadsho. That's just speech. Okay, it says in Shir Shirim, zikron with wine, but like the Torah just says, speech. He said, Ef Shalomar, maybe, demashe kasu arana beis yosef, lo mincha ye kiddush deraisa. When the Ran and the Beis Yosef quotes him, when he says that you don't override Kiddush, which is Doraisa, he wants to say, De'evsha le'kedushia rifta, so that you can make Kiddush on bread. Lav dafka rifkamar, doesn't mean you can only make Kiddush on bread. El ritzoda lomar, De'evsha le'kedushia baskara bepeh, below yain, vodim below rifta. So he sort of, he reinterprets the Ran. So it's a question what the Ran really holds. But that being said, there is a debate. Tosus and the Rambam, Rashi, the Ravan, is Kiddush Doraisa, is Kiddush and wine Doraisa or not? If you look in Source 6, the Menuchas Ava, he said, Lefidius Daitidira, Shigam Maran Modelazda. Says the Shulchan Aruch has to agree that Kiddush on the wine is only Drabonin. Shadochak Loma Shimaran Shuneman Beito Shalaramba. What does that mean, Neman Beito? You know who said someone was Neman Beito? You know in the Torah who was Neman? He said that? It's, Hashem said that no one's like Moshe. Moshe is no one is Neman Bebeitihu. So he's saying can't be that the Shulchan Aruch is Neman Bebeito. He's faithful to his house. You know what his house is? The Rambam. So he's like that. Rav Yosef Cairo. I mean, it's funny. He always quotes the Rambam. He's Sephardi. The Rambam is Sephardi. There was a fundamental difference because the Rambam was this like ultra rationalist, and Rav Yosef Cairo was a big mystic. He believed that an angel guided his hand in writing his work. But he always quotes the Rambam. But anyway, so he says it can't be that Maran Rav Yosef Cairo that he is a faithful servant of the Rambam. Yachlokala bistam b'dinash. He's going to argue just by himself. We prachidas rov kechol v'yishodim shekidush yad enem min haTorah avdir sof. And the most Rishonim hold the Kiddush and wine is rabbinic. V'chein kasav Marana Beis Yosef Batzmo. Seems that the Yosef also holds that Rach Tzorich Lomar Tisfirlin LeMaran the whole Kiddush Ikaro Minatora L'chein Chamer Tfei B'Ner Chanek Shikar Midrabanan. So maybe he wants to say that the problem is that the Ran seems to say that the reason why Kiddush should be more strict than Ner Chanek and Ner Shabbos because it's Doraisa. But when you said it's not Doraisa, so he's rereading it. He said maybe the Ran really said that maybe Kiddush should be more strict than Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Why? Because at least the concept of Kiddush comes from the Torah, even though the wine aspect is only rabbinic. So that's why the Ran was bothered. Why do Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah win out? But when he says that Kiddush is Doraisa, it doesn't mean Kiddush over wine is Doraisa. It means that the Kiddush comes from a Doraisa concept, even if the wine is Drabonin. Okay, so now, if most Rishonim hold that Kiddush is Doraisa, so the question is, when you daven Maariv, so what do you think? Do you think you feel the midst of Kiddush when you daven Maariv Friday night?
Yes.
Yeah, why?
Because it's not over the wine, it's the fact that you're saying.
What are you saying Friday night? Okay. Yeah, we don't care if you're chulish mind. But okay. But we say also, we mentioned that Hashem created the world. Atakidashim Shitbecha. Wait, we mentioned in the Shmoneh Esrei, we mentioned the Shemone Esrei, that what? That Shem created, yeah, we mentioned Shemone Esrei, that Shem created, you know, the world in 6 days. So maybe when you're saying Shemone Esrei, you're fulfilling the Torah obligation of Kiddush. We'll see how that might make an impact. So the Magen Avraham says the following. He says, "Venerely, divedoraisa b'kiddush shomer b'tfilasagi." That on a Torah level, when kiddush on Shemone Esrei, it's enough. The krug siv zachar shom shabbos lekatchel for zachar. So you mentioned it. The kiddush makom sud. The rabbanon tikdu. The idea of having kiddush with wine in a meal. That's the rabbis came up with this. K'moshu vor b'simon reish shabbos tetz chimur b'tosus. Okay. Shekasvu the dots with a tam, because they said according to Rabbi Tam, Misha ain't lo yain, lo yikayish klal. He said, if you don't have wine, don't make kiddush at all. But now he asked the following. Vikasha. He said, so Rabbeinu Tam says that you can't recite kiddush over bread. If you don't have wine, don't make kiddush at all. Why shouldn't you make kiddush at all? Because really you'll say it in Shemone Esrei. Vikasha. Vichiyakar mitzvos asei doraisa. How can, Rabbeinu Tam says what? That if you don't have wine or bread, don't make kiddush at all. How can he say that? There's a Torah obligation to make kiddush.
There are also people who don't have wine or bread.
Ah, okay. So what do you do? So he says, Al korcha dai b'tfila. So it must be what? That when you say Mariv Shemone Esrei, you fulfill the Torah obligation of kiddush. Right? That's what he says. So here's the question. So a couple points here. So we said that what? It seems that the kiddush is doraisa, the wine is drabanon, and therefore maybe the kiddush that we do when we stand marav is doraisa. So a couple of things. Mishnah Berurah source 8 says, Al kenim safek lom kiddush alo, ain't a sirk lachsu l'kadesh. So let's say you're not sure whether you make kiddush or not. I'm not sure how that can happen, but let's assume you're not sure whether you make kiddush or not. You don't make kiddush again. This sveka drabanon l'kula, that we're lenient. Gam de katin shigil l'chin. Now here's another one. So this is what you were saying, maybe Adina. Let's say a child, can be motzi a gadol with kiddush. Let's say an adult, no matter what, woman's obligation, man's obligation, and kiddush is the same. Let's say an adult, daven mariv, can you make kiddush for, let's say we daven mariv, Oh, she's my misery. So before. Oh, right. So you're not a good guy. So you're not a good example. Okay. So your little sister. Okay. Your little sister made kiddush for us. Because why? What's her obligation? To Rabbanon. Because, right? A child has a other bar mitzvah, has a rabbinic obligation. And an adult who already davened Mariv fulfilled their Dorais obligation, they're left with a Rabbanon obligation. What do you think? Sounds fishy, right?
I said no.
Mishnah Berurah says yes. Mishnah Berurah seems to say yes. So he says, "Gam katan shgil chinuch." Not everyone holds like that. He wants to say that maybe yes. The Be'er Halacha says, "Or isi la'orer b'din zed." The Ha'isa is not sure. The Ha'isa b'psachim daf kuf yizayim beis on Rav Acha bar Yaakov tzarich lahaskir yitzias Mitzrayim b'kiddush hayom. So he says, maybe not so fast. Maybe it's true. Magen Avraham says you fill the midst of kiddush, but maybe the Dor HaKhanah said kiddush is what? Shem created the world. What else do we say in kiddush? Right? We say Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim right before Kivanu V'Charta. So maybe there's an aspect of Shabbos, of mentioning that Shabbos is it partially creation of the world, and also. We should also mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if you have to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim, then what? Then you haven't fulfilled your obligation from Shem Marv. So that's the question, right? So that's what he wants to say, that this rabbi, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, says you need to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim by Kiddush. K'siv hacha, zachor kim hozul man tiskor. Ma sharat yo bifnim halo kaim alon the mitzvah tzrichas kavodah. And this is another question, is do mitzvahs require intent? When you make, you say yes.
Right, but what if you had intent at that time?
Right. So the truth is, normally speaking, if you know you're coming home, you're doing Marv, right? And you know that you're going to make Kiddush afterwards.
But what if you don't have bread and wine?
So maybe, yeah. So,
for the poor people,
So maybe so they might be yotze. You know, they might be yotze. Like No, they might be yotze. You know, it's like in shul and Marv and shul. So after on during between Pesach and Shavuos when we count the Omer. So in shul, so what happens? So people make a bracha. The chazan makes a bracha. Actually, I think I make the bracha. So I make the bracha, and people answer amen. And then they make the bracha. So I understand, how can I make the bracha? They answer amen to my bracha. So some people are very firm. They say baruch and baruch shemo. Because whenever you say baruch and baruch shemo, you don't fulfill the bracha. It's not as if you're saying it. Okay. Like when I hear Abdullah and Shul, and I don't want to be yotze. So I always say baruch and baruch shemo. So that means it's not. That's like I'm not saying the bracha. So how do people then? But we see it by Sfiras Omer. Right, Sfiras Omer, people say the bracha, and then I say the bracha. People answer amen, then they say the bracha, and they say it. How can they say the bracha? They answered amen. It's like they just said the bracha. So the answer,
can
the
you
answer
means to someone else the bracha and not be yotzei.
What?
Like,
why? So you have to. So it could be right. So the truth is, if you have in mind you're not going to be yotzei, fine. But many people are like. Absent mind, and not in a bad way. We just do things, and that's our routine. No, that's normal. I'm not saying, so you're just answering amen, but like you're not specifically having intent not to be yotze. So what do you do? So the answer is that some posts can say that because it's known, you're about to say, even though you're not having in mind not to be yotze, the bracha of hamapil, you know that right, that immediately following this, you're going to say the bracha. So you, even though you're not having explicit intent not to be yotze, but you know you're making the bracha right afterwards, so as if you're not being yotze, basically. Right. So similar here, if you're going to make, that's what Be'er Halacha is saying, that you're going to make kiddush at home afterwards, so maybe you're not yotze. So he gave two reasons why you're maybe not yotze, the doraisa of kiddush by Marav. Either because you don't have kavana, or because you're not mentioning Zecher Litzias Mitzrayim. Now, the Menuchas Ava, so he writes the following, V'afal pi shekiddush b'tefillah ein mazkir Litzias Mitzrayim. He says, but wait a second, not so fast. Even though it doesn't mention Litzias Mitzrayim, yesh lomar she'ein zeh li'kuva, rak midrabanan. He says, maybe that's only rabbinic. Now, it's the real thing of mentioning that it's Shabbos is creation of the world. So I'm not so convinced with that answer. And then the Kaf HaChaim says, he says like this. He said, listen. So that which we wrote, that maybe could fill the Torah obligation of Kiddush when you daven Maariv, hagam de kaimel mitzvot tzrichot kavana. So first of all, even though we hold that mitzvot require kavana, uvi tefila lo kivein l'shem Kiddush. And when you davened, you didn't have kavana for Kiddush. Kevan de kavanasa hoysa l'shem tefila Shabbos. So he says, wait a second, even though you knew you were going to make Kiddush afterwards, but why are you davening Shemoneh Esrei? This is for a tefillah of Shabbos. You don't have kavana, right, for the mitzvah of Kiddush, but you're having kavana to do what? You're having kavana to daven a Shabbos davening. And what is Kiddush really? What is Kiddush really? You're saying, oh, it's Shabbos. So okay, your kavana is not to fill the mitzvah of Kiddush, but your kavana is, I am declaring that it's Shabbos. So he says, if it's tefillah Shabbos, tzarich la'askir bo Shabbos, me'el yotzi nami deicho kavanas Kiddush. You are fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddush. So it's not so simple that you're not yotze. And so the Chassam Sofer says the following. I know he has 12 and 13 are the same. He copied it again. Ulefiza leman dekaimelam. According to what we say, mitzvah chikas kavana. Tzorich lechavin betfilas. Look what he says. Yom kippurim. Bein b'chol bein b'shavos. Lo tzitei chol v'asachira. What do you do? So Leah's giving a case. Leah's giving a case of what do you do if you don't have bread or wine? What about Yom Kippur? How do you feel the mitzvah of Kiddush and Yom Kippur? Is the mitzvah of Kiddush and Yom Kippur? So he writes, yeah, the Chassam Sofer says that yeah, you should have kavana when you daven Maariv on Yom Kippur to be yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush on the Derisa level. To be fair, it's only rabbinic. It's only rabbinic. And then there is
the mitzvah of Kiddush as like.
Declaring.
Stating that this day is a special day that's
right.
Different.
Right, right. To say,
not
over wine, but But to say, in other words, but obviously, I'd say Kiddush for Yom Tov is only Drabbanan. But still, he says that you should have Kavana when you daven Maariv Yom Kippur, that So we have a few months to go. We have to remember in 6 months to do this. Okay. Uvishabasas the alma lo yechavein latzeis betfila. And on regular Shabbos, you shouldn't have kavanah to be yotzei tefila. Kedei sheyetzei yidei chovas kiddush doraisa mina mufchar. Because you want to fulfill the doraisa of kiddush in the best way. The rabbi said the way you should fulfill the mitzvah of kiddush in the best way is on a cup of wine. So if you already fulfilled the doraisa of kiddush by tefila, yeah, you weren't really yotzei. So he thinks that you should have actually negative intent. So there are some Rishonim who say you should have negative intent when you daven Marv on Friday. I don't know if everyone agrees with this, but that's what he says. It's interesting, and he says that, look at the Shevet Halevi of Shmuel Vosner in Source 14. He says Valkenir Likert Liikard Ledina Tzarech Iyun Masha Kasav Maram Shik Zal Lechavein Velatze Stavka Betfili. He says it seems to be that what the Maram Shik writes, that one should intend to fill the mitzvah through tefillah. The adraba tov yoser lasos kitakonas chazal lotzeis chovas kiddush benusach hakiddush the isbe yitzias mitzrayim. He says the best type of kiddush is really the text of kiddush where there is yitzias mitzrayim. Uva makas b'choros kriyas yamsuf luchas alana. We don't mention about makas b'choros kriyas yamsuf. V'im emela lo yatsa b'tefillah otzorech hefech kava. So first of all, he writes. First of all, he writes that Chazal tell us that we should really fill the mitzvah of Kiddush by mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's only Kiddush at home. Ve'imamelo lo yatsa b'tfila. And otzarech hefech kavana, yesh ladum b'zatuva. Not sure whether you have to have negative kavana. The yesh lomer da'akshish, kvar tiknu Kiddush nami digam tfila Shabbos, me'en Kiddush yom, mikom kom mistama somach Kiddush yom shal Kiddush. So the Shevet HaLevi wants to say that since you know you can make kiddush at home, maybe you're not yotzei. So you should know. My point is, you should know that there is. It's an interesting question. There probably are some people who probably when they daven Marv. I'm not one of them because I'm absent-minded. But there probably are some people who have negative kavana when they daven Marv that I don't want to be yotzei the Torah obligation of kiddush. Because I want to fulfill the derisive of Kiddush and the highest level, which is on wine. Now, if I'm absent-minded, so how do I get away with being absent-minded? So maybe, number one, I know I'm going to make Kiddush at home. Number two, maybe the real Kiddush is mentioning Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, I'm not really fulfilling the mitzvah doraisa of Kiddush.
If you don't have in mind like, the negative kavanah, is there like a risk of brecha levatzala when you go home and do it again?
No, because the rabbi said that in addition, I hear what you're saying. The rabbi still said that you have to make you still haven't filled the rabbinic obligation of Kiddush.
Okay.
So at least you have to do that. So you're not worried about that. So now, who is obligated to recite Kiddush? So are women obligated? So Amar Rav Ada Bar Ava, Nashim Chayavos B'Kiddush Yom Devar Torah. Women are obligated. Amai, isn't it Mitzvah Shizman Grama? Isn't this a positive time-bound commandment? Chol Mitzvah says, say Shizman Grama Nashim Peturos. And aren't women exempt from positive time-bound commandments? Amar Baye. So number one, he's saying that women are obligated mid Rabbanon. It's a rabbinic obligation. Gemara says, what? Rabbinic? Only Rav Ava Devar Torah. The Gemara just said that women are obligated on a Torah level. And more than that, that if indeed the women should at the very least be obligated, even though they're exempt on a Torah law, they should be obligated maybe rabbinically. Elam Rava. So Rav says no. The reason why women are obligated is like this: Torah says zachar v'shamor. Right, same question: why are women obligated in eating matzah? Right, eating matzah is a positive time bound commandment. Right, so.
And how you go to
Anes? So Avinu Botones was by
Megillah,
Ner Chanukah, and Dal Kosos.
So it's not matzah.
I think there's a question whether it applies to Hallel, but this is based on something else. It says Kol Sheyeshno Bishmira Yeshno Bischira. So basically, Chazal believe that there is a connection between the negatives and the positives. So anyone who's obligated in the negative is obligated in the positive. Since women are obligated in Shamor, they're obligated in Zachar. That's why women are obligated in not eating chametz, therefore they're also obligated in eating matzah. So it's a package deal, the Shmira and the Zachira. It's a package deal. So women are obligated in reciting Kiddush. Kolbo writes, Mekadesha, it's a woman who knows how to make Kiddush. She makes Kiddush. If not, Mekadeshino, they make Kiddush for her. She can even make Kiddush for other people. So the so in Source 18, Shulchan Aruch says, Nashim Chayavos be Kiddush. Women are obligated to make Kiddush. Ava Pisha Humis Ishman Grama, Mishum Diskus Zachar Lishamor, Zachar and Shamor, Vahani Nashi. And these women, Hov Ishnahu Bishmira, Ishnahu Bishira. So since they're obligated in Shmira, they're obligated in Tzchira, Umotzias Es Hanashim, and they are Motzi men, they can even Motzi men, Hov Achayos Minotar Kamosam. So women can be Motzi men when it comes to Giddish. There is a Mishnah Brura, which we could probably.
Oh, their family, because it's not.
Yeah, whatever it is. So I don't know. So we'll leave it at that. I don't want to spend the rest of the year discussing what that means. But when we call Makov, the Mishnah Brura says, Yesh Lahachmir Lachatchila, Shalototzi Isha Anashim, Heinim Bei Beiso Zilu Milsa. Women should not make Kiddush for men who are not part of a household because Zilu Milsa. It's unbefitting. I don't know what that means. Okay. So they. No, what's interesting is that you will find. You what?
If you have a man who's a guest who doesn't know how to say Kiddush.
So probably then, yeah. If you can't do it all, then probably yes. I would say yes. But you, I'm saying you do find women making hamotzi, right, for men not from their house. You don't find many women. I don't know. You find more women who make hamotzi for.
But now we know that we're able to, so maybe yes. We will.
No, the Mishnah Brura said it's not appropriate. Leish lahachmir lechatchila. So lahachmir lechatchila. What? Oh, there's a family. Yeah, if just a family. Women can make kiddush. Yes, that's fine. I should go on the Shalom and Shabbaton. In the morning, all these girls asking me to make kiddush. Make kiddush yourself. I don't know where they were.
Right.
I don't know, like, make kiddush yourself. Why? It's so easy. It's not like, because they tell them to make the bracha. I mean, the psukim afterwards. Okay, someone might say the psukim
but
also.
It's really just the bracha.
But you can't say the psukim also. But yeah, they certainly don't need someone to make kiddush for them. Okay, so in any case, so women are obligated in kiddush just like men. Okay, so women are obligated in kiddush just like men. Now, by the way, sometimes it comes, I have a lot of the students, it comes sometimes that chumrah that some of them have come as a kula. Because a lot of them, Shabbos morning, so what do? They recite brachos. So brachos for women might be a fulfillment of tefillah, right, according to the Rambam. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they have to make kiddush. Mm-hmm. So some of them, sometimes tell my students, I teach this, and I tell them that some of them, They'll say brachos, and then they're not comfortable making kiddush, so then they might eat, and I say that's worse because you're not you need to make kiddush before you eat.
Our girls are actually learning this right now in halacha. Oh, she's in Gemara, yeah. So they're actually learning this exact everything that we're learning. They're actually learning at the same time, and we constantly are having conversations.
Okay, great. Okay, so we in Shalamis we call it halacha. We don't call it Gemara, and we learn this. Choices. Okay, so anyway, now, the source 20. So, Gemara said the following. So, it says, Tani av Ava Berei Derav Zera, called Brachos Kulab, Ava Pish Yotze Motzi. So, we have to hold this. So, it says that with all Brachos, even if you're Yotze the Mitzvah, you can be Motzi someone else. Chuzim Birchos Lachem Birchos Ayah, except for bread and wine. Shim Lo Yotze Motzi, Vim Yotze Eino Motzi. So what this means, it doesn't mean bread and wine, it means that when it comes to birchos hamitzvah, so let's say I fulfill a birchos hamitzvah, right? I don't know, I make havdalah. Well, I give that case, actually. But like, let's say, any mitzvah that I fulfilled for myself, so I can be motzi someone else, right? But if it's a birchos hananim, let's say, I want to have that melon, right? And then someone else wants to have that melon. I can't. If I'm not benefiting from the melon, right, then I can't be motzi you. So the interesting question is, well, what about birchos halechem shel matzah, birchos hayayin shel kiddush hayom? What about matzah and wine over kiddush? Why is that a complicated question to be motzi someone? Can you, if kevin the chovahu mafik odim a bracha lav chovahu? So why?
Doesn't everybody have the
so you already fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah. So can you? You already made kiddush. Can you make kiddush for someone else? So why is this more complicated?
We don't need it anymore.
How is it that in other brichos and mitzvah?
You can though make kiddush for somebody else.
But so why is he asking about kiddush? Because how is kiddush different than the regular brichos and mitzvah? Because there are how many brachos? There are two. Okay. No, there are two. Now there's in other words. For kiddush, you make a bracha bar pir gafen. I'm talking not during the day, at nighttime. Mm-hmm. You make a bar pir gafen, and you make bracha on kiddush. So also matzah, what are you doing? You're making hamotzi, and then you're making motzi matzah. So like, we say, we generally split it, right? We say, when you make a birchos hanehanim, right? There are three categories of brachos, right? There's birchos hanehanim, so there's a bracha on wind drive benefit, birchos sherev v'hodaya, a bracha when you see a wonderful thing like an eclipse, so maybe don't make a bracha on that, okay? Okay? Yeah, Shaila, I didn't make it, okay. So anyway, so then, so birchos, the bracha on praise, and birchos ha-mitzvah. So bracha of kiddush, so you got nanim and birchos ha-mitzvah, you got both. So maybe I can do the birchos mitzvah for someone, but can I do the birchos hananim if not drawing benefit from it? So the answer is Tashma, Damar Vashiki, Avina Beira Papa, Hava Makarishan, Bechiva, Asi, Arise Midavra, Hava Makarishu. So yeah, Ravashi said that when we were in the house of our papi, so he would make kiddush for us, and then I guess some sharecroppers came, the workers came from the field, and he would make kiddush for them also. So the bottom line is that even if you feel your obligation, you can make kiddush for someone else. Now, there's this Dagel Mirvava that he says, and it's a little, yep, we have to go through this pretty quickly, but he says in source 21, he says, Masha ni mistapik, I'm not sure. Afilu be'ish ha-makadesh, imotzi ishto b'nei beso. So a man who made kiddush, and is motzi his wife and his kids, Imanashim lo ispalu arvis. Oh, here's the next question. So let's say a woman didn't daven marv, va'ish kavar ispal arvis, and the man daven marv. So why do you think it's a question? So let's say the wife or the woman did not daven marv, and then the husband daven marv. So it comes time for kiddush. So what's the problem?
She still has her deraisa.
She has her deraisa obligation.
And he only
has a drabbanon obligation, right? So can he give motzi, right? Right?
Right.
Okay, you got that? You with me, right? Okay, so he says,
go home and like...
Okay, Zivim Kain, Ha'ish, Eina bin Torah. The man is not obligated from the Torah. Va'nashim shalispalu chayavs bin Torah. The women in Dan Marev, they're obligated from the Torah. Im yotzi b'shmiyotzi b'nish. Can a woman be yotzi her obligation from man? The man's obligation is only to Rabbanon, and the woman's obligation is the Raisa. So he says, Ve'af shekola brachos af shiyotza motzi. So that even with all... Even though they're all brachos, that if you fulfilled the mitzvah, you could be motzi someone else, right? That's bitama revus, koisher revim zebazeh. He says that the Rush, it's a little complicated, this Gemara, but the Rush seems to say that women were not included in the mitzvah of a revus. You have to see how why he understands. I read the Rush, it's how he understands the Gemara. It's not so clear to understand the Gemara, but he's questioning whether the obligation or the concept of a revus applies to women as it does to men, okay? Vanim mistapek, and I'm not sure, ima isha ena bichal revus, I know shehi ena reva be'adacherim, can she fill the mitzvah for other people? And maybe anashim, that they accepted a revus and har grizim har evil. So he's not sure about that. But he wants to know, essentially, let's read the note here. He says, explains, he's uncertain whether the principle of revus applies to women as well, such that a man would fulfill the obligation of woman for a mitzvah that he already performed. In other words, the man already fulfilled the mitzvah on a deraisa level. His obligation is only midrabanan. The woman's obligation is deraisa. Can a drabanan, he normally is obligated on deraisa. Can he fulfill the obligation for her? Rabbi Kiva Eger says, not a problem. He says, a revus applies. He says, no between men and women, a revus applies. And so that's not a problem. So, but he's asking something else. If you look on the top of page 339, he says, "Aval nira de kavanos harash that revus hayarak lagabi misha mechuya v'mitzvah zu who arev alacheru." That what's the concept of a revus? That someone who is obligated mitzvah is an arev for others. V'im nashim bebirkas amazon doraisa, and if women, let's say, are biblically obligated in birkas amazon. BMS, im yatsu, if they fulfill the mitzvah. All right, so let's say a woman benched, right? And so let's assume, there's actually a debate whether the woman's obligated in benching deraisa or not. But let's say we hold that women are obligated in benching deraisa, so can they then say benching for men? So yeah, why not? The chevan shehem shiachim b'mitzvah zu, that since they're obligated in this mitzvah, yeshnam gam b'kein b'chlal reva, so therefore they can say it for men. Avo b'mitzvah she'ein chayavim ba tadim nashim birkas amazon to rabbanon ein lahem din arevus. So we're saying like this: if a woman is obligated, let's say we hold, let's say Megillah reading, right? Let's assume a woman's only obligated Megillah reading to listen to the Megillah, and a man's obligated to read. Let's assume that's what the Ramah holds. So therefore, a woman would not be able to read for a man, right? The Rashi holds that a woman's obligation is to read, so she could read for a man. So if a woman's obligation is drabanan, then she cannot read for someone who has a Doraisa Torah obligation. But here, if I come home from shul, and Yael has not daven marv, so it's true that right now my obligation of Kiddush is drabanan, and her obligation is Doraisa, but since I generally have a Torah obligation to make Kiddush, I could still recite Kiddush for her. That being said, not everyone's so happy with this reason. So there's this like famous line that he says, this is Shut Or Letzion. He says in Source 23, Gamba ofen sheishalo hispala. Even when a woman doesn't daven, Yachol habal hotzio say the choves kiddush. Husband can still say kiddush for her. B'mkom akom, Tov sheisha tomar Shabbat Shalom. Say Shabbat Shalom. You should know that someone, you know, it's unfortunately like, you know, end of life issues. So I was in Chicago, so the person I was staying at told me that, you know, it's always a general question of someone suffering, do you keep them alive? And, you know, is it something to better a chesed for the test to let them go and to keep them alive? And some people feel, you know, every extra mitzvah that the person could do, you know, is another schus for them. And these are very, obviously, very difficult questions. So apparently the father, they want to keep alive, and they were so excited to keep him alive just for Shabbos. And he said, good Shabbos. So he said, he failed, according to Rav Akiva Eger, according to Akiva Eger, this is or Tzil, this is based on Rav Akiva Eger. Akiva Eger holds, and if you look at Source 24, he cites Rabbi Akiva Eger, who says that maybe you fulfill, you know, you want to know, like, what do you need to fulfill the Torah obligation of Kiddush? Is it, you have to say Hashem is great, that he created the world in 6 days and rested on the seventh day, and also this is to commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim. Or maybe just, no.
It's Shabbos.
Just Hashem created the world. And maybe, you know what? It's Shabbos today. There's a question. What is the concept of Zohar as Yom HaShabbos Lekachu? How do you fulfill that on a Torah level, right? There's at least three different approaches, right? You have to mention Sheish Shemei Abreishis and also Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Maybe, right? And then you're definitely not Yotze with Davening. You're going to be Yotze with Kiddush. Or maybe it's just what? It's maybe just Shem created the world. Then maybe when you daven Marib, maybe you are Yotze. And maybe it's just good Shabbos. You say good Shabbos. So if you're not sure, right? If like come home and Yael didn't.
At least to one person, and then you're fine.
Then what? No. So maybe according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, he says maybe according to Rabbi Akiva Eger, you're Yotze the mitzvah Kiddush saying good Shabbos. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Kiddush. Okay. Say different things. Okay. Let's finish up with this. Okay. We got a few more here. So can a child recite Kiddush for an adult? So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Al ken yeshim noam milatzah shidei kiddush al yedei katan ve'afilu." Oh, by the way, you know when this came up? You know when this came up? So this wasn't my doing. So this is for my 50th birthday. The shul surprised me. If you don't remember that, I'm very appreciative. And then what happened? So Daniel said kiddush. So. But what was the shayla again? I think, right, because I was one. No, what was the thing?
He
was bar mitzvah. No, sorry. Okay, yeah, no, there's something. I think the issue was. What was the issue? I don't know. So if he didn't feel, if he still have a Torah obligation, I think we're actually okay. I think we're okay. It's okay. No, it was good, actually. I think it's like yes. Okay, in any case, let's go on. So Mishnah Berurah says, Okay, yeshim noam milatzah shidei kiddush ayadei katan. So you should refrain from reciting. Oh, this is what I want to say. If you hold that you only fulfill the mitzvah, so here's the thing. So bar mitzvah boy, until he has facial hair, he should not perform mitzvah storaisa. There's a shayla whether there's a shayla for a bar mitzvah boy where he has. There's age and there's physical signs of maturity. So it's both age and physical signs of maturity. So generally we're lenient. We're saying that when a boy becomes bar mitzvah, so he can, and a girl, they can be about term, but when you reach the age, so you can be motzi other people in rabbinic laws, okay? In mitzvahs derabanan, but not Doraisa. So for example, if someone, let's say a permissive boy, and he shouldn't lane if his bar mitzvah parsha is parsha zachor, so we give it to someone who's older. So the issue was that the Neil, right, he didn't have facial hair at the time. So he was saying Kiddush. So according to the Shita, that you only feel the Doraisa of Kiddush if you mention Yitzias Mitzrayim. So he was fulfilling the Doraisa for everyone in the room when he wasn't right. So I felt, I said, remember, I saw Mel Shatz, I realized that. And I said to Rav Rosenzweig, was there. So I feel, so I hope it's okay. He's like, no, it's fine. So, anyway. These are the weird things that go through my head. Okay, anyway, I'm a very strange person. Okay. No, but he's been motzi all of us. Can be motzi? No, he can do for himself. Can he be motzi all of us? That's why Parsha Zachor, Mordechai Torchiner, when he was bar mitzvah in Rabbi Mordechai Torchiner, when he was bar mitzvah in Yangiz of Oceanside. So Evan tells me, he said he said Parsha Zachor. So I said, go ask him if he would allow it nowadays. So he said, absolutely not. So when he was bar mitzvah, so where are his life? Okay, let's finish up. Okay, sorry, let me finish up. Okay, so Alkein, Mishnah Berurah says, Orchaim, Reishai and Aleph, Steve Katan Beit. Alkein, Yeshlim, Noam, Milot, Shdei Kiddush, Ayyidei Katan. You can't have a kid, you can't have a child. Be motzi with Kiddush. I feel me, Zara, Shemea, Loma, Imo, Milo, Mila, Gamkein, Nochel, Noam, Bezeh, Imlo, Shemunach, Lefanam, Gamkein, Pas, Oyayim, Beis, HaKiddush. So a child, again, maybe you can argue, oh, child's Rabbanon. Now you can argue. Why can you argue? Let's say we all down Shemoneh Esrei, right? So now our obligation is to Rabbanon. So a child's Rabbanon, we're Rabbanon. Maybe a child can read for us. But Mishpah was not happy with that. He said he still shouldn't read, and he still shouldn't say it. And even say word for word, because how do you fill the midst of Kiddush? You fill the midst of Kiddush not just saying the words, but you have to have a cup of wine, right, or bread. So the Shemir Shabbos Kachasa says Im Gadol Ena Yod in source 26. Im Gadol Ena Yod De La Kaddish Ba'atzo. If the Gadol does not know how to make Kiddush by himself, Oh Shir Yochol La Kaddish Ba'atzo. Or what's the difference? He doesn't know how to recite Kiddush, or he can't recite Kiddush maybe for health reasons. And there's only a child, what do you do? Katan, he gives three different fact patterns. Katan should call Ikar Chiyuva B'Kiddush Eina Ela Midrabanon. So let's say a child who's an obligation Kiddush Ela Midrabanon. Gam Kasher Lo Yispal Tfilas Arvi Shalel Shabbos. So he said the following: if the adult has not did not daven Maariv, the child cannot make Kiddush for the adult, because the adult's obligation is Doraisa, kid's obligation is Drabbanan. A child who has not yet daven Maariv yet. A child who, right, has not daven Maariv. So he has a rabbinic obligation, and the father and an adult, or male or female, davened already. So then, rabbinic. So that works again, but only it's not ideal, because you could still argue a drabonim based on chinuch is maybe a lower level than a regular drabonim. But he said it'll work under difficult circumstances. Like in this situation, it's the best we could do. Katan. Shekvar he spalt feels arvish shas. So the child already da marev. Any yochel lahotzi b'kiddush shelo es agadol. Gam kasher halak kvar spalo. The child already da marev, then he can't recite kiddush. Why? Because it's like a double drabbanon, right? So it's a chinuch. Like his obligation, if he was a gadol, is drabbanon, and now since he's a katan, it's like a double drabbanon. It's like a two versus one. Okay. And last source here, and he says Mishnah Berurah says upashit sheim. Sorry, the katan ain't a motzi as a isha. A child cannot be motzi a woman. The lo asi drabon mafik daraisa. That right, child's obligation is drabon, woman's obligation is daraisa. Via filu imhu ben yud gimel shana chayshina and shem alahi veishte. Sorry, all right, he has that physical size of maturity. So this means the v'mile doraisa lo sabchinah chasaka the mikavan shigil lechal shanim higil lechal simani saras. That's what I just mentioned to you. That when it comes to Torah. Torah obligations to fulfill for someone. So most things that a child does, or a bar mitzvah boy does, so you could, the zimun, we generally hold it zimun, benching is doraisa. So if you do like the, some people like to, in your husband's, in your home, right, he does the whole benching or something?
He's not as hardcore as you do, but yeah.
I know. Where he comes from, right. So where he comes from, a child would not be able to bench for everyone to be multi. Benching is doraisa. Zimun, according to most Rishonim, is only drabbanon, so that's why a bar mitzvah can lead zimun, but bar mitzvah growth, the three goats can lead zimun, right? So Right, so that would be fine. Reading from the Torah, right? Well, how could a bar mitzvah read from the Torah? It's all rabbinic. It's only rabbinic. But for doraisas, he can't until he has that was facial hair. That's what we assume, right? So his physical signs of maturity. So therefore, a child then cannot recite kiddush for a woman. A woman should recite the kiddush for herself.
Why isn't this rule much like more well known? This is literally the first time I've ever
right. So it doesn't come up that often. When would it come up? It would come, like I said, it would come with Parsha Zachar.
It came up every time I had
with kiddush.
Shabbos in my house me and my son and my daughter.
Right.
Literally.
Right.
This is the first time I've never heard this before.
No. So again, with kiddush, you might be able to rely on the fact that maybe since you daven Shemoneh Esrei, those are the ways you have to be leaning about. But yeah, right. Ideally. You probably should recite kiddush.
Generally, I do.
Why all that time it was kosher?
No, generally I do. Shlomo doesn't like to make kiddush. Right. So I do. But
it could also be that maybe on a deraisa level, maybe we generally hold it on a deraisa level. Mm-hmm. You're yotze if you say Shalom Aleichem, or if you recite Kiddush and Shul, like I'm saying, like it's a big chumra view to say, like it's a big chumra to say because you didn't say Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're not yotzei on the right level. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I just felt guilty. I know what a Ronsai would think of me. That's what I'm saying. So he said, I'm going to finish this. And if she doesn't know how to make Kiddush by herself, Tomar, Imo, Mila, Bamila, he should say with him word for word, she should not mind to be yotze with his Kiddush, she should mind to be yotze with her saying it with him word for word. Since she's saying the Kiddush by herself, should have bread or wine in front of her. Basic Kiddush, the time of Kiddush. She shouldn't rely on the child holding the cup or the bread. She should not be yotze with this Kiddush. And this applies even if he's as young as can be. It's only when she didn't have marv. So this is good. This is why it's not mentioned so much. Because if you already daven marv, Adina, then according to the Magen Avraham, you were yotze kiddush doraisa.
So I'm saying,
because if you daven Mariv, you were Yotze, the mitzvah Doraisa, you can rely on the fact that he's making Kiddush for you. Okay, so that's why that would work.
Okay.